Judge rejects claim that Rittenhouse denied his bullets were more dangerous. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 12, 2021. During Kyle Rittenhouse's trial on Friday, Judge Bruce Schroeder rebuffed prosecutorial claims that Rittenhouse denied that bullets in his gun were more dangerous than those in other firearms. The prosecution contended that Rittenhouse denied the danger of shooting at an individual identified as Jump Kick Man and, in so doing, denied knowing that his bullets were more dangerous than other types of bullets and denied knowing that his gun was powerful than other guns. Judge Schroeder interrupted as the prosecution continued to talk, and the judge noted, "I don't think that is exactly what was stated. For example, the discussion about what kind of guns were more powerful, I was kind of intrigued about it because it was a close contact, and the suggestion was being made by Mr. Binger that the rifle, because it's a more powerful weapon, was more dangerous, or something to effect. And of course in a close contact situation like that, it may be that the pistol is a much more desirable weapon. But I thought that discussion was focused on that type of issue rather than your claim that the defendant was suggesting his weapon wasn't dangerous." Schroeder also stepped in response to prosecutorial claims on November 10, 2021. Breitbart News noted that prosecutor Thomas Binger suggested hollow-point bullets are designed to explode inside an animal. Rittenhouse countered Binger by saying, "No, I don't think so." Schroeder then interjected and asked Binger to clarify as to whether he meant expand or explode. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.